Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. With peak tourist season in full swing, many of us are on the hunt for value this summer season. But when it comes to eating out, many consumers have been taking to social media to voice concerns over the cost of meals and drinks and coffees and teas out, so much so that it's built up a narrative about eating and drinking out this summer. But for more on this, Galway-based chef and author, one of the most respected voices in this area, JP McMahon, is here to defend his industry. JP, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hey Cormac, how are you?
Not too bad at all. So when you hear complaints on this programme and others about the €15 sandwich or the €9 glass of wine, what goes through your mind?
Oh, I suppose frustration. I mean, it's not that I think sometimes people do pay over the odds. I mean, I hate using the phrase ripped off because it is just, I think it kind of shames the industry. But I think people don't realise by and large that the costs that surround running the restaurant, and as I said to your researcher, I mean, the insurance for an ear on a 20-seater restaurant is €10,000 a year, and that has to be factored into whether you get your bottle of wine or your sandwich. And honestly, I think people seem to see the restaurant in the same model as the supermarket. So that's where we get our base price or our value. So the steak's €5, the chicken breast is €2, whatever. And then we apply that to the restaurant. And they're two very different industries. And I think the funny thing was, this was all going on social media yesterday, that I think everyone is in favour of the minimum wage to be more and the to be a living wage and to be beyond €12. But then everybody wants a cheaper glass of wine. So, I mean, I think that we can't have both. Like, we can't have Nordic wages with Mediterranean wine prices. They just don't correspond.
But there are some things, though, JP, that drive people mad. And it's the cost of wine, for example. The €9 50 glass of wine, or the forensically measured, as somebody said to us, glass of wine and €17, which was declined. Is there any defence of that? Even though you have those overheads.
Absolutely, because I suppose it comes down to what is the wine you're drinking and where are you drinking it? Because, I mean, if I was to walk into a pub in, I don't know, Belmullet, or I don't even know where, and be charged €17 for a glass of wine, I would think that was probably excessive. But if I was in the city centre in Dublin, which with a rent compared to Galway could be 10 times as much, mm-hmm. and to be saying, even 17 I think would still be, unless it was something that I looked at a menu and said, you know what, I know that wine, I think that's good value for €17. Because you can get €25 glasses of wine. But I think the problem is that a lot of this happens without context. And like, if you feel the wine is too expensive, I mean, your rationale cannot always be the restaurant's ripping me off. Like, I would say, well, is it a good wine? Is this the wine?
Sometimes, though, wine you could put up an argument. Sometimes pasta is pasta. And sometimes restaurants tell us, look, it's about the creation and the ingenuity of the chef and the restaurant and the work. But then they serve up a plate of pasta with a little bit of pesto on it. €17, €18, JP.
And that's absolutely fine, because the person who's making it has to get paid.
Oh, come on. And, Hold on a second here. Now. You
cannot
defend a €17 or €18 plate of pasta.
I could make that myself. Of course you could, and you're welcome to sit at home and turn on all the lights and turn on the cooker and buy a pot and a pan and get your water, because you don't pay water charges at home, we do in the restaurant. And I think it's funny, but I also, the restaurant has certain dishes that they make more money on than other dishes. Mm. And that's why sometimes the pasta dish or your pizza dish is more expensive, because your steak dish, is your markup is less, but you mightn't sell as many. And then you've got to take waste into account. And of course, everyone knows, if you want to make €1 million running a restaurant, you do fish and chips, or you do pizza, or you do pasta. You do something that the base price is not that expensive.
Okay.
But it's there's all different contexts. And listen, I'm a firm believer, and this is why I talk to yourself and everyone, of transparency in the industry, because there isn't any transparency sometimes when you look at, I don't know, fast fashion, or you look at smartphones. And I think everyone feels that they know the value of food. But honestly, you can sit down and you go, well, I want to be paid well, and I want the other person to be paid well, but I don't want to pay that much for food. And that's fine. Like, no one's forcing anyone to go into a restaurant, putting a gun to their head and saying, you got to eat this pasta for 17.50.
I wonder, though, you make very good arguments, and your arguments are born out of having a city centre location and top quality produce, and the standards with which you produce them is top quality as well. Are you frustrated then by people in your own industry who don't have the same rates, who don't have the same rent maybe in more rural locations, who are still charging 17 or 18 euro for a poor bowl of pasta?
It's still really difficult, and probably more difficult to run a restaurant in or a pub in rural Ireland. And the difficulty is that, okay, your rent might be less, but then you've less people. I mean, Dublin has a 1.7 million people surrounding it. And, like, it is no one, I don't think anyone, 90% of the restaurants in Ireland and pubs are still family owned. They're not run by corporations or groups. And of course, there are some that are. And I would say, I mean, always go into a restaurant where you know the people, you know. And of course, there'll always be times when you're in a tourist place and you pay over the odds for a pint. But sure, that happens in Barcelona.
I mean, rip-off restaurants is wrong, that narrative.
I think so. I think getting, I wouldn't say overcharged, because it's your choice to go in. I think there are certainly places that I think, even I would look at and go, I think that's a bit overpriced. Okay. I'm not going to go in there.
Okay.
But then if you go in there and you get a great glass of wine
and
you think,
it.
Do you know what? And enjoy it. I think it comes down to the experience.
Okay.
And we forget that restaurants offer experiences.
Well, you painted a very grim picture of me on my own with the lights turned down in the house eating pasta. And that's a fair enough argument. Look, it's a great argument. Let's see if people buy it at whatever price it is. Galway-based chef and author JP McMahon, thank you very much indeed.